Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. This is your host, Chris. I got Phenom here on the line, and we're back here to review Blockers. Three parents try to stop their daughter from having sex on prom night. It's directed by Kay Cannon, and it's written by Brian Keough and Jim Keough. Do not know who they are. Were they behind? Did they write? No. I'm trying to see what else they wrote and produced, and I don't see anything. It was basically Blockers is their biggest thing. So, anyway, Phenom did not see this film. I did. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, the trailers for this film do not do it justice. It is, I think the trailers make it seem like, one is they put a lot of focus on the parents, but I think they made it seem like the dude, it's more about a mix of the daughters and maybe some of the kids are their sons. It's all about the daughters, the three girls. That's what this film is. It is basically Superbad or Neighbors, the female, the teen girl version of it, but infinitely better. You could tell within the first 5 minutes of this film that it was directed by a woman because it wasn't falling into the same pitfalls that most of these films do, where they get a little problematic. They lean too heavily on the dick jokes. Don't get me wrong, there are definitely dick jokes in here. There's also a lot of vagina jokes. The three girls are absolutely hilarious. I think it's Catherine Newton, Geraldine Viswanathan, and Gideon Adelon. They're all great. So, just the makeup of the group is already shows you that they got it. Because when the film started up, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. This feels like it's going to be like white teen girl movie. And I wasn't sure about it. But they did a pretty good job. There's the white girl. They have an Indian girl. And then the other white girl, but she's a lesbian. And they make a, like, it's, and even the way that the three girls, it's like they're coming to their coming of age story with each of them. So you have Catherine, who is actually has a boyfriend that she's actually in love with, and she's thinking about having sex. Geraldine, her father is played by John Cena, and we'll get into the parents in a bit, but she's actually more of a tomboy, and she agrees to go with it. But then, let's see, I'm using their actual, let me see their actual character names. Kyla is the one that's gay, but she's in the closet. But you tell right away that she's gay because the way she's looking at one of the other characters. Oh, and the girl she's in love with is Asian. So it's actually super diverse. It's really, really fucking funny. And it just works. Like it understands how to balance. Look, I like the first Neighbors film, but it got really raunchy. They lean heavy on the dick jokes, like, and he going back to that well, and it feels like it overdoes it. This film never does it. It never overstays its welcome with that kind of stuff, and it gets kind of crazy there, but it's also just even the parents. So you have the parents are obviously John Cena is one of the parents. Who are the other two? Leslie Mann and then Ike Barinholtz. And each of the parents are also kind of interesting archetypes. Like Leslie Mann plays a single mom, the overprotective single mom who doesn't want her daughter to make the same mistake she made and like get pregnant early and, you know, and follow a man around, things like that. She like down to the part of her daughter's basically her best friend. And she wants her daughter to go to a college near her, not across the country in UCLA. John Cena plays an interesting character because his daughter is a tomboy and he is definitely like the coach dad, the sports dad. But he's also like the stay at home, like super like soft and sensitive like home dad. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, you would think that John Cena would be the one, like, he would actually beat people up and things like that. He does not do that in this film. He actually, like, doesn't want to have violence, and he doesn't want to break the laws. Like, he is actually, it's actually pretty fucking hilarious. His wife, who It was Indian. I can't remember. What is her name? Is it Romana Young? I think that's her. No, that's the lesbian love interest. I can't remember who his wife is, but she's actually like, you can, again, they don't go into the detail, but you can say she basically wears the pants in the family. At one point, actually, that's right. He's actually, she was like, who wears the pants in your family? She comes down the stairs, she's like, I do. And it's actually pretty fucking hilarious. And then Ike plays Hunter, who is, he used to, all the parents used to be friends. He cheated on his wife and got kicked out of the house. And he's also a little bit of an alcoholic. So he kind of shows up at the last, you know, at the prom celebration. But his wife has moved on to marry somebody named Frank, who is actually, what's his name? Shit. What the hell? What the hell did I do? Anyway, I won't spoil that. It's pretty funny when you see it.
I feel like me and Ashley might have to go check this one out.
No, it's a really fun and funny film. Like, because the parents, so the weird thing is, so Ike is the parent that you would think would be the problematic dad, because he's the one that cheated on his wife and things like that. But he's the one that's actually trying to stop the other two parents from ruining their daughter's prom night. He's like, don't do this. Let them, they're going to be adults soon. Let them go and have their fun. What you're doing right now is an invasion of the privacy. Even the way they find out that their daughters are having this sex pack is fucking hilarious. And he's actually, he knows his daughter's gay. He was like, why are you not worried that your daughter is going to, you know, sleep with Connor? He's like, Connor, she's not gonna sleep with him. She's like, how do you know that? He's like, she's gay. He's like, nobody knows your daughter's gay. He was like, oh, I could tell. And so he knows his daughter's gay, and his whole thing is going around making sure that one, to try to stop the other parents from ruining the night, but also when he thinks that his daughter might end up trying to sleep with the dude to fit in, he wants to stop her from that, because he's like, I know she's gay. I know that's going to ruin her life. That's going to make her more confused. So it's actually pretty funny seeing these parents be fuck ups and go around while the daughters are actually having their best time of their life. And John Cena's daughter, she's the funniest one. Like, she's going to be a fucking star. I don't know what other films she's been in.
They're really trying to make it seem like Cena is carrying this film with his comedic tropes. And I just didn't, that's probably been my biggest turnoff from wanting to go see this. I don't believe that he can be that fucking funny to carry a whole film.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's not.
No, yeah, I know. And when you told me that it's his daughter that's actually the funny one, like, that's when I was like, okay, that makes way more sense than what they're trying to sell me. Because I don't even remember what his daughter looks like from the trailers.
No, she's Indian, because his wife's Indian. So she, like, again, the trailers for this film do the film a disservice, because they're, like, there's a scene. So there's a scene in the trailer where you see, they're like, I think it's Leslie Mann's character is making a joke about when, you know, parents sense their trouble with their daughter, they get superhuman strength. And you see John Cena, like, literally, like, catch Ike and, like, that scene's not even in the fucking movie. It's not. They cut that shit scene out. It's not there. Like, when I say that John Cena is not trying to be funny, he is the straight-laced one. He's funny because he gets put into situations where he has to be in things that make him uncomfortable. Like, there's a scene where they have to break into somebody's house. It's another kid's parents. And those parents are very, they're playing a sex game. And John Cena's character has to go in there to get something out of their home. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking hilarious because he doesn't want to do it. And he's a giant pushover. Like, at one point, I was like, yo, you're going to give us this phone or Mitchell over here is going to beat your head in. Mitchell, he's like, no, I'm not. That's actually wrong. That's illegal. We can't do that. Why are you threatening that guy? Like, John Cena is fucking hilarious because he's playing it straight. Did you see Jumanji?
Not, still haven't seen it yet.
He reminds me of, like, what The Rock did in Jumanji, where, like, The Rock is playing, he's The Rock, he looks like The Rock, but he's playing a nerd. Like, mm-hmm. the character he is a nerd. That's what Cena is in this film. Again, the kids, the three daughters are the funny ones in it. And the way that they talk to each other, the way they're doing things. Again, Geraldine is the star of that one to me. Kyla. And it's fucking hilarious. I think anybody who goes to see this would enjoy it. And it's basically a story about, you know, as a parent, you gotta let your kids go. You gotta let your kids find their own way and be their own people. It's actually a pretty more progressive. It's more progressive comedy than anything else because of the messaging up behind it. Like, there are things that they avoided in here that I think that any other film hasn't gotten around. None of the boys who are with these girls do anything problematic or overly pushy. You never get the feeling of, like, if a girl says she doesn't want to have sex, you never get the idea of the dude, like, pushing them to do it or anything like that. Like, it's a very, very smart comedy that I think that the raunchy topic in the name, basically blockers, meaning cock blockers, doesn't make you think that. And I don't think that the trailers did it any favors either. It's actually really, really fucking good. Like, it's...
See, I kind of wish they would have relied on the kids
and they don't the daughters yeah.
specifically to sell this film, then again showing Cena being a big goofy comedic character. Yeah. I just, you know, like, oh, the worried dad, oh, I'm a worried dad and I have muscles, look at me, I can lift a whole bench. And I'm just like,
I think they did it because
you're not selling me on this.
I think they did the parents because of the names. Those are people will see and recognize, and that'll, I guess they think will sell the film. But, like, I think what works best are the kids. I mean, they're little things.
Can they be selling this film to 13-year-old girls, though?
No, like, no, because this is a R-rated film.
Okay,
listen.
Well, then they should be selling it to college kids.
Yeah, this is definitely, this is, like I said, this is Neighbors. This is Neighbors was, or Superbad. Cause Superbad was R-rated, too, I believe. This is Superbad, because these are high school girls on their prom night. And yeah, like, there's language, there's violence. There is definitely full frontal nudity in this film, male nudity in this film. And it gets raunchy at sometimes. So yeah, no, this is definitely not aimed at the young girls. It is definitely for adults. It is definitely R-rated, and they definitely push that in some cases. But when it comes to the story, it's actually very, very smart. And I think that's what surprised me. So, yeah. Like I said, it's pretty fucking enjoyable, and it's not something I say. And I think it being directed by a woman helped that, because I think it treats, because it's a serious thing, right? You have three young girls who are making a pact to lose their virginity. One of them who is in the closet, she's gay. And so she decides she wants to make a pack. She's going to join the pack with these other two, her other two best friends. All three girls are best friends because she doesn't want to lose them. So you have a girl who's in the closet who might end up having a sex with a boy, and that'll be that could have gone all kinds of horrible ways, right? Mm-hmm. But they handle all of it pretty smartly. And in the end, when the parents end up having conversations with their kids, they're actually pretty genuine and good conversations. Like, it's done really, really well.
Cool.
So I'd say definitely check it out. I definitely say. Yeah. To me, it's 8.5. It's 8.5 out of 10. I was not, like I said, I only went to check this out because I knew it was getting a high score on in reviews, and I'm glad I did. Like, it was something that was definitely worth checking out, and I think you and Ashley would definitely enjoy this one. So definitely go check it out. So anyway, folks, that is it. That is the review for Blockers. You can find the rest of the reviews on movietrailerreviews.net. Well, you can actually go to movietrailerreviews.net. Movie Trailer Reviews on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music. Go to mtrnetwork.net to get it on the website. And We'll be back next week for Rampage. So again, folks, thank you guys very much for listening. Until next time, we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.